All right, guys, time now for a quick round of Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one is from Elisa in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Elisa writes, I'm 29 years old and I work at a hospital and I've been messing with a doctor that just started there. After a few encounters with him, he admitted he was married and said he felt badly because his wife is a saint. I found out who his wife is and I know her and she ain't no saint. In 2019, I met her at the annual Black Ski Weekend I go to, and she was in the hot tub topless, and I know for sure she hooked up with my homeboy. I want to bust his bubble, but, and let him know about his wife, and would I be wrong is her question. Would I be wrong if I did that?
Well, I mean, so what you're talking about, he feel bad because he think this way about this other woman. You telling her ain't going to change the fact of what you are. See, what you doing is tricky. So now you want to make him think, because he said he feel bad because his wife is a saint. Now he finally admitted to you, you married. You want to let him know that the wife ain't a saint. What does that change for you, though? See, nothing changes for you. You still the other chick.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you just start working at the hospital. Why don't you get your own man? Damn. And then, you know, you always, nah, I'm screwing your man. I'm going to bust your bubble about her. What? What is this about? You're not finna get him. Because if that's what you think, you're not finna get him.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now.
And wifey, put your top on in a hot tub, okay?
Where's the ski weekend at? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, don't dress nothing up, Shirley. No, everything is fine.
All right, we're moving on. Georgette in Baltimore says, I'm a 62-year-old widow living alone for the first time in 30 years. My younger neighbor checks on me and runs errands for me occasionally. I was in Virginia visiting my family for Memorial Day, and I happened to look at my Ring camera in my backyard, and my neighbor was using my grill and had a small party on my patio. I called the police on her, and I asked to remain anonymous, but they told her I called them. She said I should feel bad after all she's done for me. Was I wrong for how I reacted?
No, I would.
At all,
hey,
no. It's your house.
I'd call the police, too. I mean, yeah. But for all she done for you. What? There's one thing. It probably, if she would have asked you, you probably would have said yeah. But it's the rudeness and the sense of entitlement that really has got you in a war. You don't just come over there and take nobody's stuff without asking.
Come on.
You ain't that important. And you lucky she old. Because I know some people would have rolled up on all y'all.
Yeah.
Or sent somebody over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. Right.
Yeah. And no, that's you weren't wrong stupid. For how you reacted, Miss Georgette. No. This is from Dummy in Connecticut.
She ain't coming over there and checking on you no more. That's for damn.
Yeah.
That's
got
over.
Your last bag of cashews bought over to the house. I don't give a damn how much you like peanut brittle. You ain't getting no damn.
Not from me.
All you had to do was ask, though, you know?
That's all she had to do.
Yeah. All right. This one's from Dummy in Connecticut. That's what it says. Dummy in Connecticut. I'm a 49-year-old single man, and I've got a thing for a woman that I met at church. The only problem is I've had sex with her sister a few times years ago. Her sister doesn't go to our church anymore, but I don't want it to be a problem since I'm looking for more than sex from this woman. I want to seriously date her, and I don't want it to be an issue later. How do I tell her I slept with her sister, but it was meaningless? Will she understand?
Dog, how can you tell her you slept with her sister and it was meaningless? Will she understand? No. Because let's just suppose her sister means something to her. You went over there and just did her sister just to have something to do. Dog, when you tell her you slept with her sister, gonna be a situation, man. Gonna be a situation, dog.
Yeah.
I don't think he should tell her. But I mean, he's gonna have to tell her if he gonna try to continue this relationship. You gotta tell her.
All right, coming up next, thank you, CLO. The nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.